Abby Albrecht is the executive director of the Utah Transportation Coalition and says the report shows that nearly a third of urban roadways in the region are described as being in poor condition. She says tire damage from potholes, glass damage from rocks, and extra fuel expense from congestion are major problems with a far-reaching economic impact.
If we don't have good, workable transportation infrastructure, it slows down the economy. It slows the goods and services. It's people sitting in commutes longer, and it just adds on to the deficit of our economy.
Albrecht says a big part of the problem is that cities and counties struggle to maintain crumbling infrastructure with limited funding provided through the gas tax via the state and federal governments. However, she says the upside is that Utah lawmakers passed legislation this year allowing local governments to put a transportation-specific tax increase proposal on the election ballot. She says the tax increase, which would amount to a portion of a percentage point, would cost the average Utahn about an extra $40 per year, but would provide major public infrastructure improvements.
It will be dedicated to municipalities' transportation needs. So preservation and maintenance of existing roadways, sidewalks, and safety signals, improvements to bus service.
Albrecht says the sales tax increase would provide tens of millions of dollars in new money each year, enough to make meaningful infrastructure improvements. According to the Trip report, bad roads in Los Angeles and San Francisco cost drivers more than $1,000 a year in extra expenses. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melissa Allison.